I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening. I'll be in conversation with Scott Belk, trumpet player and director of jazz studies at CCM for the past 8 years. And we're going to be talking about Baron Von Ohlen and the Flying Circus Big Band. Welcome, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me, Ron. Good to meet you.
It's a real pleasure. John Von Ohlen and a whole cast of characters have a regular Monday night gig at the Greenwich Tavern.
Yeah, that's right. We're playing every Monday from 7:30 till 10, and it's great of you to have me here to talk about the band a little bit and hopefully get some folks out.
So John Von Ohlen is no longer with the Blue Whist Big Band?
No, he hasn't been playing with them for a few months. I think he was up to 37 years playing with the Blue Whist Band as the founder. We'd been talking about a project for some time, and John teaches at CCM, and so we get a chance to hang out. He'll come into the office, and I'll sort of like get excited and say, hey, check out this chart. You know, we started talking about the idea of putting together a band that would be more like a dance band. We'll play classic arrangements that maybe you don't get to hear anymore or never did get to hear that are not as well known today. And as he was looking at his sort of daily grind of playing gigs and everything, and the library of the Blue Whist, he felt that it was time to maybe look at doing some different stuff.
You mentioned some of the stuff that you guys play, Billy Byers, Al Cohn, Billy May, Alan Baylock, Frank Foster, who a lot of us know here in Cincinnati. How are these charts, or how is the book of Baron Von Ohlen and the Flying Circus Big Band different than what we usually hear from larger ensembles?
Sure. We're going to play what they call two-pagers. Two-pagers are charts that are digestible. They're short 3-4 minutes, maybe 5 at the top, and they feature the band as opposed to more extended soloists. So by way of comparison, if you're talking about some of the writers like John Fedchok or the more contemporary writers of the last 30 or 40 years, they tend to feature improvisation, longer solos, and maybe what we'd kind of think of as more quote-unquote hip writing. And those kinds of compositions get into some pretty deep stuff. The things that we're doing are, like I said, they're digestible. They're 2 or 3 minutes, and they feature the sound of the band,
right,
the acoustic sound of the band. And there are soloists, of course, but maybe those are a little bit shorter.
And so what I hear you saying, Scott, there's a real stress on the ensemble sound.
A lot of writing from a playing standpoint can be, and an improvising standpoint, can be very intellectual and can be gratifying in different ways. Artistically, this is more about playing beautiful music, music that has really well-defined melody and harmony, clarity to it, that if you play it well, you feel like you sound good. And that's something that we're after, you know.
All proceeds will go to the Free Store Food Bank of Cincinnati.
Right, yeah. We're doing this as sort of a way to reach out to the community, to do something that we love to do and that we realize as from a commercial standpoint might not be so viable in terms of trying to generate large profits for the individuals and have a lot of overhead. So from the get-go, just decided that let's take that off the table, as it were, and then see if we can put our energies towards something that maybe helps somebody else.
And, yeah. I mean, there's a nominal cover charge, but if you bring canned goods...
No cover charge.
No cover charge. So let's start talking about the guys in the band for a hot minute, okay?
Sure.
All right, so on saxophones, we have Josh Klein, Ben Walkenhauer, Ron Bramblage, Dan Dries, and Phil Hilger. Now, I know some of these guys, Josh Klein, Ron Bramblage, Dan Dries, I all know their capabilities, and hey, this is a no-slouch saxophone section.
Well, it wasn't difficult to get great players from around Cincinnati to play with John and to play great music. So that's didn't have to finish the sentence before pretty much everybody said yes. You know, what John does is swing, and probably as well or better than anybody else ever has. And just the chance to sit and play with that type of a groove and to swing on a regular basis made recruiting great players very easy. And it's a deep connection to our heritage as Cincinnati musicians, as anybody. So there are some ties to school, to CCM. But the idea is to have a mix of solid, you know, seasoned professionals. You got Ron Bramlage, and you've got younger, you know, sort of rising stars like Josh and Ben.
Yeah, also in the group, the trombone section features Mark Fields, Zach Granger, Alyssa Maynard, and Adam Wheeler. And of course, Mark is on the faculty of CCM.
Right. Spent many years on Ray Charles's band.
Then on trumpets, some guy named Scott Belk.
Well, that's my payoff. I get to play too. So
yeah,
I get to come in and do the radio interview and set up the band and tear down. And then I get to play lead trumpet in that section.
Well, so. There you go, brother. So aside from yourself on trumpet, John Zappa, Mike Mavridoglou, as well as Eric Lechleiter.
And a range of experience, and, you know, with John being one of the sort of staples of the Cincinnati jazz scene for many, many years, and Mike, and a younger player who's really up and coming with Eric, who's a wonderful writer. He leads his own band that plays at the York Street Cafe over in Newport.
Yeah, I just heard Eric with the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra in a concert they did with jazz and gospel, and Eric did all the arrangements, and they were stellar.
Yeah, he's a fantastic musician. It's nice to have somebody that's just sort of learning the ropes of the big band leading industry, as we think of it. And so we see that the future of the genre is going to be in good hands.
And then the rhythm section, Phil Burkhead, piano, Noah Simonides on bass, and of course, John Von Olen on drums.
Right. And we also added Nick Pierrock, who is a young guitarist who's playing the Freddie Green role.
You know, Scott, in conclusion, some people, you know, have fretted a little bit about how jazz establishments sometimes come and go and can be in flux. And I'm heartened, you know, that some places have cropped up, and I am really heartened at the depth and talent of musicians here in Cincinnati.
It's a great place as an incubator of young jazz talent. It's a scene. You've got someone like a John Von Olen, or the guys that are in the wonderful Blue Wisp band that are sort of serve as mentors for the younger players. There's obviously a great wealth of talent that's coming out of the conservatory. One of the prime indicators of good teaching is having good students to begin with. And there are a lot of those that are coming through the university. But the connection to the tradition of Cincinnati jazz is so important. And to be able to play with someone like a John Von Olen for the younger players is invaluable. And that was sort of the mission statement when I talked to John about it. He said he wanted to play with not just the established old guys, but some younger folks with energy. And I think we've got a good start on that.
So Baron Von Olen in the Flying Circus Jazz Band, Monday nights from 7:30 to 10 at the Greenwich Tavern in Walnut Hills. Bring canned goods for free admission. Everything goes to the Free Store Food Bank of Cincinnati. We've been in conversation this evening with Scott Belk, trumpet player, as well as director of jazz studies here at the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati. More information on Baron Von Olen and the Flying Circus Big Band can be found on our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me. I could have danced.